The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Malahide Woman is here.
Oh, dolls. I usually have a bigger reaction when I walk into a room. I'll say that again. Dolls.
Oh, look at our dolls. Yay.
Oh, I'll pay his later. Oh, that gentleman from the back there, I recognise you from Gilbert and Wright last night. It's true what they say. Rings come off, Ciara. You know yourself.
You
don't know.
I've heard.
Of course. Shane, great to see you again.
You too, my
It's been a while.
It has.
It was a great night, wasn't it?
It was a fantastic
Yes,
night.
We're both members of a musical society. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were. Yeah. Malahide Woman, this is your stomping ground because you are, of course, the uncrowned but putative queen of Malahide.
Thank you so much for saying that, Ciara. You know, it's nice that you can say it with honesty as well. It's like, Ciara, you and I can look at each other and say, it is such a burden to be so beautiful and to have the confidence to say it.
I've often thought, I try not to say it out loud.
It's true. But yes, I am the undisputed unofficial queen of Malahide. You could say, yes, I am born and bred here. I'm third generation Malahide.
Yeah.
Very important altogether. Yeah. And my husband is here as well. He's not here at the moment. He's home with the
Declan.
Kids. Declan, that's it. He's at home with Key and Isabella, our two little darlings. Dread the summer holidays to you. Under your feet all the time. There's only so many camps you can do, but nonetheless, I love my two little children, of course. But yes, it is so fabulous
and
to be here.
Kian.
Yeah, no, it's not a motor car.
I thought it was a car.
No, Kian. Yes.
And I was thinking because Kia sponsored the Hard Children, I was like, that's a phenomenal name for your own child. But Kian
and Isabella, good names. Are you familiar?
No.
Very good. All right. Yes. You're slightly old at the back there, aren't you? I'm only messing with you. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. Have a wave.
We're all beautiful.
We're all beautiful.
And it is the summer, and I'm sure Malahide Woman is... You probably run ragged with social occasions as well, aren't you? I believe Katy Perry has asked you to go tonight.
Well, Kate, I was chatting to Justin earlier. Yes, Justin Trudeau.
Her fiancé,
I think.
Is it fiancé?
But as I said, you're
her
wrong.
We're not sure.
Her squeeze.
Yeah. The former Canadian Prime Minister.
It's not who he is.
Yes.
I had a clue. I just thought she was a big ride to look at him, to be honest. But she really, Malaride, of course, that's my nickname. But yes, a lovely man. So he invited me later on to go to his bedroom.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Not just the gig.
No, the gig, not at all. No, he wants to see what a real woman can do. But I said to him, no, I am a lady's lady. So I'll go to the concert first.
Yeah.
Get the free ticket.
Yeah.
Then I'll go to his hotel.
Right.
You know yourself.
So that's not very sisterhood of you, Malahide Woman, because obviously.
Do you know what? But the way I see it is, I think Katie might be a bit wrecked with him. Do you know what I mean? He looks like a bit of a stallion. So I'm going to give her a break. Do you understand? I mean, in terms of doing his hair.
Yeah.
His hair is fantastic. Well,
he has
kind
of a full mane.
Oh, it's almost as big as mine. It's just fantastic.
And your hair is big.
I'm wearing two wigs, Ciara. One stack on top of the other. You know yourself.
I don't know how you're coping in the heat, Malahide Woman.
I'm absolutely sweating. There's a peninsula cultivating in between my cheeks. But I'm going to motor on through it. I'm actually going to irrigate the beach later on, if it runs out. There's no water charges in Malahide when I'm around. Absolutely.
Tell us, you say you're third generation Malahide. Yes. Is that important? Because I know where I grew up, you weren't regarded as really being from the Rock, Black Rock in County Louth.
You're Black Rock.
In County Louth. No, not.
The other one that Malahide people don't know
no,
about.
No, we wouldn't associate. No, certainly not.
But unless you were there at least a couple of generations, you were kind of regarded as a blow-in or a runner.
Yes.
He's a runner.
I would be third generation, but my husband, Jack, now he's a runner.
Is he a runner?
I met him because I used to get my hair blown by Felipe in Clontarf. The upper cut, what it was called, was fantastic. And that's where I met my lovely husband, Declan. So, by the way, for anyone listening, I'm fanning myself.
You are. I wish I had thought of bringing a fan myself.
Here.
Wonderful.
Isn't that fabulous?
That actually works.
I know.
It does work, doesn't it? It's great altogether.
Four million Spaniards aren't wrong.
They know what to do. But the true third generation is of course, James. Hello, James is here as well. James Patrice, hello everyone. The Malahide Woman has left the building. Yes, there's only so much that I can do before my head starts to explode.
Yeah, fair enough.
James, I have to keep the eyebrows up quite high.
James, you are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
It was a swift transition, wasn't it?
Really?
It was fantastic.
Abrupt, some
abrupt.
Would even
oh,
say.
Absolutely. That's Malahide Woman for you. She'll do the business. She'll be out the door.
Gone.
Absolutely.
Tell us about growing up in Malahide. What was it like?
Oh, I mean, I am a very, as cliche as it might sound, very proud Malahidian. Would you believe, I'm going to toot my own horn here, folks. Last year, and they haven't crowned a new person yet, so I'm going to hang on to it. The Chamber of Commerce voted me Malahide Person of the Year.
No way. Fair play.
I think that's a round of applause.
I mean, yeah,
it took you long enough to give me a woo there. Are you from Malahide? You look it. You look familiar. Have you been to Shamango's? Oh, of course.
Where are the gangas?
So, I have to say, I love Malahide. My mum, Veronica, she's from Malahide. We're up in the Bon. So my mum, she would have been actually, she grew up just a few doors down from here, in above the old shop that was there on the Strand. And then they moved up to the Bon. So my mum and all her mates growing up would have been the Hillhoppers. That was their nickname. But no, Malahide, I have to say, it really is lovely. Yeah. It really is great. And there's so much to do. It's big. It's gotten very, yeah, it really very is. Big, I must say.
And
now,
it's
you know.
Buzzing because we've it been is. Here since early this morning. We were, as I say, we were out on fishing trips. We were out in the boat.
Fishing trips.
Yeah,
that is such a good name.
We had our
brilliant.
Our brekkie down on the marina. And so we've been wandering around. And the place is buzzing. There's a little train that goes by with all the kids on it.
Yes.
Waving out the sides of it and everything.
It really is great. And I mean, there's just so much kind of happening. It's thriving all the time. The castle is fantastic. As you said, there are the marina. More restaurants. If you ever want to go for a coffee or go for an ale, a bit of dinner, check out Malahide, because there's a plethora of places.
No, and we will be speaking to Oliver Dunn later on.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and talking about
what food. A genius of food.
Food
he is.
Here yeah. in Malahide. But it's obviously Pride Month as well. It's June is Pride Month. And you are obviously out and proud and all of that. And
don't tell my wife. Please, Kira. She's at home with the two kids. Don't tell her anything. Go on there.
That one is Kia.
Yes.
But growing up, Shane mentioned growing up in Malahide, was it a cold house? Was it a warm house for say a young gay man? You know,
I mean, I suppose you know it definitely you know.
People keep talking about whether or not we still need Pride. I suppose that's why I'm asking.
I totally know what you mean, Kira. Yeah, I suppose if growing up, I was fortunate that you know, in the environment that my parents created a home for me and my sister, I was super fortunate that I could be exactly who I wanted to be, and I thrived with my drama and music and everything. But I mean, it was. I mean, in school and stuff, it was still pretty. You know, formulaic in terms of, you know, our sex education and all those things. You wouldn't really hear about it as such. I don't think we may have had a mild bit of a Pride week at one point, I think, towards the end. So it was still very much kind of, you know, unspoken about in ways. But there's a Pride flag hanging outside Fowler's Pub, where my dad worked for years. Nice. Go on the Fowler's.
They're
representing, absolutely. And I mean, you know, there's a few gays in Malahide at this stage, I think. They can measure the woodwork here and there. You know what I mean? But as I said, but you know, it is so important, of course, that we do still have Pride, and it's, of course, happening this Saturday, and we have to keep talking. And I suppose me maybe walking around in Malahide woman's gear is, I suppose, that itself is an act of Pride. It isn't an act of protest. It's a bit
and
of defiance.
Just with someone else about to join us, but that kind of performative thing that you do, how close is Malahide woman to James? Because Malahide woman, obviously, now I know it's a gentle ribbing of Malahide women. I don't think you're actually throwing shade at them.
If that person exists in reality, good Jesus.
No,
what would the world be?
But it is a gentle ribbing. You're not actually, like, you know, you're from here.
Definitely celebrating.
Yeah,
big time.
And how close is James to Malahide woman?
Oh, do you know what? Well, we both like big hair. We love big shoes and we love sequins.
You like a bit of glitz.
We love the bit of glitz. We love a shoulder pad. Yeah. And do you know what? Malahide woman, she has her morals.
She does.
So we would be similar in that way. But and also, she loves the fellas as well.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean? Well, I only have the one fella, but you know, he's fantastic.
And in fairness, you both have a bit of a wicked sense of humour.
We like a bit of a sense of humour. We do, of course. But so there's a bit of, she is in me as much as I am in her. We are intertwined somewhat.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, James, just stay with us for a moment, because I also want to bring in Damien Clark, Australian comedian. Damien, good to have you with us.
Great to have you, Shane. Great to have you, Kira. Great to have you, James.
A little earlier, we were talking to Pat Carty about brilliant kind of venues for music, and we wanted to talk to you about great comedy venues. Is Dublin a good place for comedy, do you think?
It's great. It's great for comedy. I was thinking about this, right, because I've been living in Dublin over 15 years, I lost count. You know, came over for that one drink years ago, just still going through it. It just keeps getting topped up, doesn't it? So, I've gigged in, London and New York and Chicago, other places that are hot for comedy, but other clubs, what, you know, in say London, for instance, you've got to travel and get on the tube and the bus. But Dublin, you can walk to every.
They're all within walking
distance. They're right there within, like, I don't know, 5 minute walk, 10 minute stagger. And they've been going since the late 80s, and the Comedy Cellar was the first one that's in the International. That's still going every Wednesday in the International Comedy Clubs every week, and then there's weekly, every night there's something.
You're
going.
A resident host in the Crackden Comedy Club in the Workman's.
Yeah. That just popped up there since COVID.
Yeah.
Since we beat COVID. Come on, Craig, we beat COVID. Woo! Well, there's a lot of empty seats, maybe they got them, but we're all here.
Very few empty seats, but then, we should stress.
And then, do you know what? Since the lockdowns, because you know people have their favorite comedians or whatever, but since like you know, people watch YouTube and you know Netflix and that, and now people know they don't have to know the act to laugh at them or laugh with them. So now it's been busy since then. Like all the clubs are more popping up.
Yeah,
all the time.
And because the pandemic and that online piece has launched, or if not launched, expanded so many people's careers, including yours, James. Like
oh, yeah, my woman started in Columbus.
Yeah, your clips on Instagram and all that, that's how you got your footing. And that's true of a lot of comedians now, isn't it?
Yeah, so you find your audience online as well as, you know, through the, you know, I started doing comedy when I was 18, so you do see like word of mouth. And the word of mouth takes a long time when, you know, you're on a continent like Australia or whatever. So I was like, I'll go to a smaller country where word of mouth might be quicker.
Big fish, small pond. Is that what you're saying?
I want to be a big fish. Yeah, so that worked out great. And then say I did a small tour earlier this year, humble brag. But, you know, in Ireland, like you can do 16 dates and you've got nearly every corner of Ireland.
Fair.
You do that in Australia, I'd be still, you know, hitchhiking across the place. You know, so there's, as far as like, so just Dublin, but even Ireland is just, wherever you are, you'll find a club that's close to you that will have just great comedians on. The standard is so high for such a small country. It's unbelievable. Like the best comedians in the world come from this tiny place, you know, as musicians and poets and storytellers and, you know.
So name check a few clubs, because there might be people listening here saying, yeah, I'm going to go to Dublin over the summer, a weekend away maybe. Where would be a good place to get to catch a bit of comedy at a weekend?
So in Dublin, so the Crackden, obviously the Workman's, because that's 7 nights a week. And then, the International's pretty much every night. That's on Wicklow Street. And then you've got the Laugh of the Lounge, that's the biggest, that's on the weekends. And then you've got the Comedy Crunch in the Stag's Head, that's I think Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then the In Stitches is every night. And then there's other ones that are weekly, like Punch Drunk, Bite the Bullet, Pitchfork, Hysteria. And they're all within like that city centre. So you can see a couple of shows a night, or if we all sort of work together. So if one is sold out, you go, oh, I don't think they're full than the other place. 5 minutes around the corner. So we're all sort of help. And this summer, right, the two killers of comedy clubs are sunshine and sport. Anything that makes people happy, they don't need it. That's why Ireland is great for comedy, because of all the misery and the wetness and the damp. But it's been busy. We've had nights on where there's been World Cup games and the sun has been out, but the clubs are all still busy across the board, which wasn't like that years ago. It would be like, if the sun's out, the clubs are dead.
Okay.
Which is in Perth the opposite. If it's raining, everyone just stays home. Because they're like, oh, that's the 2 days a year, we'll just stay home.
Okay, your socials are all at Damo Clark Comedy, is that right?
Yeah, I had to remind them the comedy part in case they missed it. But yeah, so Damo Clark Comedy.
And you've got your specials out on YouTube next month?
Yeah, just filmed it in the Workman's, and that's getting edited now. So that'll be on YouTube. So if you go at Damo Clark Comedy. But if you go on the Crackden, the Crackden Comedy Club YouTube page has got specials up there already, and our TV show that was on Virgin Media. That's all up there. So if you want to watch stuff without going out, that's there. But the real crack is in the clubs, isn't it?
Absolutely. And James, do you have anything coming up that we should know about?
Well, actually, speaking of Mile High, I'll do a little humble plug. My sister and I set up a performing arts academy. We're doing camps over the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, we are. So
I love the idea of performing art. Do you say you want fame? Well, fame costs.
Well, this is it.
And right here is where you start paying. It's
It's slightly milder than that. Yes, it's just a song and dance. We started in February, so it's Butler Patrice Performing Arts. So we're doing some more camps over the summer in Malahide Castle.
Which
we're starting
is phenomenal for kids. Particularly, there's so many sports camps.
Yes.
And as somebody who has two left feet, like when I was a kid, like I couldn't go off and play GA or something. I was rubbish at things. I would have loved something like that.
Yeah, so we set up, my sister's a music teacher and a professional singer. I did drama in Trinity. So we said between us, we'll be able to do something. So we set it up and we're really enjoying it. So yes, a humble plug.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Quickly,
phenomenal.
Details on that very quickly.
Oh yeah, so Butler Patrice Performing Arts, you'll find us on Instagram.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Malahide
Woman, so
aka
thanks,
James Patrice and Damien Clark. Thanks to both for popping in.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. conversation that counts.